cambia, todo cambia, everything changes, the superficial changes as well as the profound. Our way of thinking changes, everything changes in this world. As you might know, I spent this last week in Puerto Rico attending our UUA Finding Our Way Home conference retreat. This retreat, this conference is deeply spiritual and offers us an opportunity to connect with colleagues and with places where we make our ephemeral home for a few days. What makes this conference different from many others is that it isn't a series of lectures or poster sessions or workshops led by others where you passively participate. Every component of the daily activities is an embodied ritual experience. It's an opportunity to open ourselves up to healing, to connection, to joy. We invite those tender, vulnerable parts and stories that we protect elsewhere to be shared in collective spaces that allow us to reflect and to go deep within. That was the instruction every day as we started. Go deep, beloved. Go deep. As religious professionals who identify as Black, Indigenous, Asian, Latinx, people of color, or multicultural, we have learned the art of survival by compartmentalizing. Since 2005, this community has been gathering to experience the freedom to be together, to not feel alone, to feel the strength and the joy in our numbers, and to open up and bear witness to a shared experience. As part of the planning committee and as coordinator of worship services, I was so focused on my responsibilities that I hadn't really thought about the return to this particular place. The significance of being in this place where I was once so happy and also so lost. Who was I then? Who am I now? What needs healing? What am I still holding on to after 20 years? What do I need to let go of? How have I changed? So this morning, we are invited to reflect on the experiences that have transformed our lives. What do you think? What do you think about when somebody asks you, what experiences have changed your life? Think about it. How have you been transformed? Perhaps many times in your life. If the Spirit moves you, shout it out. But you don't have to. You can just think about it. Parenthood. How many others have been transformed by parenthood? Yes. Amen to that. Thank you, Mark. Marrying an American. I would say marriage, right? No matter what the nationality. Thank you, Amanda. Big change there. Losing a loved one. Yes. Yes. We are never the same, are we, when we lose a loved one? Travel changes us. Opens us up to different ways of being, cultures, languages, nature, and just feeling our body being transported, whether by a plane or a boat or a donkey in Mykonos, will never be the same. We'll have those memories, right? Married to
a Dane.
A Dane. You need to talk to Amanda. You need to commiserate. Backpacking and hiking, yes, absolutely. Whether it's around your own neighborhood or going up the tallest mountain, moving our body through nature and trees and around lakes with friends or alone, communing with nature, yes, absolutely. teaching. Tell us about that, Doug.
Teaching young people.
And I would say teaching in general. I taught ESL to adults, and I taught in the prison system in New York City. And when I'm asked, what is the best job you've ever had? I say that, teaching. Yes, thank you. We learn so much more than we think we bring into the classroom. Lassie?
Severe illness.
Severe illness, for sure. The fear, the uncertainty, the pain, not wanting to burden our families, our friends, being so vulnerable and having no control. Thank you. Being a caregiver. How many of us are caregivers? We are a big club, and we don't realize that it's a full-time ministry. I always say, yes, I'm a full-time minister at East Shore, and I'm a full-time minister at home with my mother. And it's not easy, right? It's not easy. And we need all the help and respite we can get. So I'm grateful. You can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. That's why this community is so wonderful. I heard something. Anne.
Gardening.
Well, of course. What can I say? I mean, you are the ultimate gardener, bringing us so much joy, teaching us patience, sometimes disappointment. How many times did we water those flowers that never bloomed? I mean, right? We nursed those seeds. We saw the hope of green leaves, and we never got flowers. But it didn't mean that the experience wasn't worth it and important. And then we could admire other things that were growing on around us, such a symbol for abiding in faith and living in gratitude, especially when things don't go as planned. Yes, Caroline?
Mindfulness
transforms us with every single breath. I'll say a little bit more about that later. Thank you, Caroline. Yes?
Volunteering
with people and animals. Thank you. Barbara?
Making music.
Do you agree, ensemble? Do you agree, Eric Lane Barnes? Maybe a little bit? A big amen, making music. Yes, Evelyn.
Grandparent.
How many? How many are grandparents here? Yes, transformative. Transformative. And what I imagine to be somebody up there, your grandparent, bless your heart. Did you want to say another example of transformation up there in the balcony? Maybe. Well, thank you for being here in the balcony. I always forget to look up, and thank you for raising your hand. Yes. Relocating to another country, especially if you are leaving behind your family, your home, your language, your way of life, and especially if you really didn't have a choice in the matter sometimes. You just had to, if you were young and your parent was moving, or if there was danger at home and you needed asylum and a chance to live. Immigrating was transformative and has shaped me and continues to shape me and my mother and my family, those who are there and those who are here. And it makes us people of the borderlands. There is a song in Spanish, no soy de aquí, ni soy de allá. Right now, I'm not either from there or here, because when I go back home, I'm not the same, and it doesn't feel like before. And when I'm here, sometimes I'm reminded that I am not from here. So, yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. Mystery?
Military.
Ministry. Amen to that. Yes, ministry changes us completely. There is a transformation. We acquire a new identity, don't we? We are no longer just for ourselves and our family. We are for the communities we serve. We are for the movement that guides us. We are for the world to gain more justice. So ministry definitely changed me and continues to change me. Yes. Wow. A solar eclipse to remind us of how little we are. I don't know if anybody has been following the series on PBS, Three Body, about the three suns. Very interesting to imagine yourself, to visualize yourself in contrast to the infinite galaxy, to the entire universe. It really puts things in perspective, even when you just stand by the ocean. Feeling small and feeling like, even though I'm very small, I am part of it. I am made of stardust. So thank you for reminding us of the universe. Yes, Kathy. Pets, right? Our animal companions. I'm a cat lady. And I can say that there is such compassion and that they can pick up when we are sad, when we are worried. And we get that companion that asks nothing in return. Unconditional love and company. Thank you, everyone. I'm sure there are more. And please email me if you didn't get a chance to share yours today. So whether they are tremendous changes or little changes that are imperceptible sometimes, just that willpower to pivot and change direction, maybe reaching out and asking for help, like that's a big change. Living in gratitude. If we are feeling stuck in a routine, if we're feeling that our ways of being are keeping us from experiencing true freedom, if we are yearning for freedom from low self-esteem, freedom from fear, freedom from regret, freedom from anger, freedom from hopelessness, freedom from being able to live fully with a deep sense of meaning and purpose. What happens when we return to places, places that hold memories, that bring us back in time to a person that we were all those years ago? How different, how similar are we? They say that you can't step into the same river twice because both the river and we ourselves have changed. But that doesn't mean we don't keep trying, right? We want things to change so badly, but if we bring our same old selves with the same reluctance to really, really look inside and go deep, we can be stepping into that river for 20 years or more, expecting change and experiencing none. We also know that we can't change for someone else. It has to be for ourselves. What happens when we allow ourselves not just to be changed, but to be the change? 20 years ago, I left Puerto Rico brokenhearted, bankrupt, desperate to find meaning and love again, praying for a miracle to hold me together, having to face my decisions and mistakes, so worried about what people were going to say. How would they judge me? I had arrived in Puerto Rico so happy, so full of dreams, so certain about my decisions and my feelings, and the future ahead of me looked so bright. I didn't pause to make the list of the pros and cons. I wouldn't listen to anybody who would ask, "Isn't this a bit risky at your age?" I never let the what-ifs echo in my heart long enough to pause and ponder and maybe consider that they might have a point. I was just in love. Yes, I was in love, and I was finally going to stop being so careful, so afraid of change, so used to things going wrong, and I was going to jump into the abyss with my beloved by the hand. What could go wrong? Well, that's another sermon or two or a book. So the wedding ceremony was beautiful in the lush green botanical gardens, under a chapel of bamboo trees, at a time when our union was illegal. Ours was more than a wedding. It was an act of resistance, our response to the laws, the religions, and the people, including some of our family members, who considered us, two women in love, a sin. On that sunny day, we made a beautiful altar with calla lilies, roses of every color, birds of paradise, flowers, palm leaves, honey to honor Oshun, goddess of love and queen of the rivers, salt so that we may remember that when tears flow, they are received by our mother, Yemaya, queen of the oceans. Family, friends, and ex-girlfriends came to wish us well, and my mother and my son were there to give us their blessing. But before long, in my heart, I felt the change. The subtle ways that I was losing myself, feeling unsure all the time, apologizing all the time, being criticized all the time, working extra hard to show that I deserved the love that once I expected to be unconditional. And those days grew into months and grew into years. And I stepped into that river, hoping and praying for a change so many times. I was terribly afraid and embarrassed to admit that I had made a mistake, that this was not what I wanted or deserved. All the things that people warned me about, yep, they became a reality, making me feel so foolish. I should have known better. I should have bought a red sports car. Should have, could have. Those are hard things to weigh down your heart. And then one day, someone said to me these simple and wise words, transformative words. You don't have to stay. You don't have to be stuck. If you need permission, I give you permission to leave. You have family there. You will be so glad to see them, and they have missed you because they love you. You are not your mistakes. And she handed me a copy of Thich Nhat Hanh's The Miracle of Mindfulness. That day, those words and that book transformed me forever and continue to do so every day, every meditation, every breath I take. In that moment, what had taken me years, suddenly it was possible. Those words had opened doors and windows for me. Those words changed everything and gave me another chance to find myself, to forgive myself, to love all of me, mistakes and fears and messiness included. So this past week, I opened myself up to the healing energies of my friends, the ocean, nature, and my own breath. I thought about who I was those 20 years ago. I created rituals to let go of shame, of guilt, of anger. I decided that it was enough. I had mourned enough. And it was time for a change of heart. I called upon the cleansing powers of water, the powerful light of the sun, the presence of my ancestors, and every day as I approached the water with reverence and opened my arms to receive the warmth of the sun on the palm of my hands, I released the shame. I released the guilt, all the unresolved feelings. I scooped up the salty water that mingled with my tears. I gave thanks for all that is my life, and I forgave myself. Much healing has taken place in these 20 years, and for that, I am grateful. Cambia, todo cambia. This is the same ocean where I bathed 20 years ago, and I, like the waters, have changed, have pounded rock, have reached parched shores, have been pulled up by the magic of moonlight, have and always be in constant ebb and flow. I, like the waters, have taken the shape of new dreams, reflecting light, believing that there is a holy being in the deepest, darkest, most sacred center of the ocean, which is in me, always loving, always ready to embrace me, to bless me, and to give me the strength for the next part of the journey. On Friday, as I stepped into the water to receive the blessing of Yemaya, one more time, a colleague smiled and she said, "I like your ink." And I noticed her ink, a beautiful bunch of red roses, shiny droplets of ocean water dripping down her right forearm. She said, "My grandmother loved red roses." And she said, "But this is cover art. Underneath, there is a broken heart." But that is her story to tell you. She invited me to share my story, the story of my first tattoo in Puerto Rico, a spiral. Once I stepped into the river in Utuado, where the water splashed against rocks with petroglyphs carved by the Taino people, human figures, frogs, coquis, suns, goddesses giving birth to the universe, and spirals. I was drawn to the spiral, and I dipped my hand in the cool water, and I traced it as the water splashed around me. I traced it in an inward movement, the circle getting smaller as it reached the center, and I traced it getting bigger, extending itself to embrace the whole universe. In that moment, I knew that I wanted that spiral on my skin to be reminded of this water, to be connected to those ancient symbols that give us a glimpse into something larger than ourselves, like the eclipse. This would remind me always of the cool water splashing against the rock, touching the spiral, refreshing it, making it shine under the sun, reminding me that I can reach my inner depths with one breath at a time. Cambia, todo cambia. We are always changing and being changed. Something that was once a source of shame or anger, self-hatred, changes into something holy. When my focus changed, when I was able to see the bigger picture, to realize that the source of love is infinite, that it doesn't belong to an individual. Relationships like water ebb and flow. Sometimes, like ocean waves under a full moon, they swell up, they bring you to heaven. Sometimes, like the mighty rivers, they carve their own path, allowing the healing waters to flow freely, to develop new tributaries, outstretched arms, reaching other shores independently, giving life to new lush green bamboo and pine tree forests. Cambia, todo cambia, everything changes. There I was, 20 years later, wading in the waters that had been troubled for so long, now cleansing me, caressing my scars and my spiral, now almost invisible because it's underneath a flower in a hummingbird today. Cambia, todo cambia, everything changes. Allow me to bring you a blessing of water. During our retreat conference in Puerto Rico, we dedicated our children with a flower and with water. So if you'd like to close your eyes, close your eyes. If you'd like to put your hand on your heart, whatever makes you more comfortable to receive this water blessing. So imagine that I am touching your brow with water from nature's infinite sky, dedicating your thoughts to the good of all beings. I bless your lips, dedicating your words to the speaking of truth and love, and your song to the echoes of freedom. I bless your heart, dedicating your life to living into your whole authentic self with joy and self-compassion. And I bless your hands, dedicating your work to weaving beauty, wonder, generosity, creativity, and healing into your days with joy and bendiciones. Amen and blessed be.